means that you got into a complex form without having done any prior thought about how it was actually going to work. And I asked you to sketch up a wireframe for it. If you had done the workflow in advance, would you have resolved some of your issues about how does this calendar thing work and what needs to be displayed, right? What information do I need to collect in order to reserve a room? Those questions would have been addressed, and you would have spent your time thinking about this form page much more around the lines of what are the steps in the process, how are they going to be displayed, what's the best place to put the labels, how can I show more than one room on the calendar for availability. These are all things I heard you talking about, but most of you I heard talking around things like, do you put the calendar before or after? Do we have to show this? What's the difference between, do we say the date that you're leaving or the date that you're checking out, right? Things like that, you start to get logically confused, and so now you're not really thinking about the wireframe, you're thinking about the process. So if I had said, do the workflow, then do the wireframes, we would have spent an entire class on it, but the wireframe of the forms would have been a much different task. I kind of set you up because you spun your wheels thinking about how it was supposed to work in the wrong medium. You were thinking about how it was supposed to work while trying to draw a wireframe, not thinking about the best layout for the wireframe. Okay, that said, and even though I set you up, sorry about that, this is how they're doing it on the current site. There's clearly room for improvement here. But what were some of the key ideas that you had just at a really high level? What are the basic buckets of information or the basic steps that you go through to reserve a room? Not at the field level, but like at the group level. So what are the basic steps?
Dates.
Right. When do you want to come? When do you want to leave? Okay, so that's one. I collect the dates. What's another bucket of content? Number of guests is a specific form field, but it may affect the rooms that are shown to you, right? Like some rooms may accommodate four people versus only two people or something like that, okay? Pardon?
Guest information.
Okay, so once you have found rooms that are available, who are you and what's your contact information? Also the payment information, right? So how do you want to put a deposit down on this? Was there anything else, any other buckets of content that people thought of, things that we would need to collect or information we would need to gather?
Special requests.
Yeah.
Special needs.
Okay, any special needs, disabled access, or if you need I think they have things like cribs or children's beds or cots or something like that you can also rent. If you need that in the room as well. So there might be some additional information like that. More specifically, talking about the calendaring, because a lot of people spent time on the calendars. How many of you tried to address or tackle the issue of showing the availability of all of the rooms at the same time on the calendar? Okay, about half? How many people just did it? You pick a room and I'll show you that on the calendar. So we kind of split here, okay? What's the value? I'm interested just in the decision process. What's the value of seeing all of the rooms on a single calendar?
Give them more options, right? You know, they have
speed, quickness. I mean, I may want to just know, is there anything available for that date?
Right. Are any of the rooms available in these 3 days? You know, and it's like, why do I have to pick one room at a time? There's only three rooms, right? Show me all of them. It would be a completely different issue if this were a hotel that had 300 rooms in it. I would kind of expect there's probably availability. I just want to confirm that there's continuity of that availability, right? Which is another key thing that you want to show on the calendars, right? Is the run of availability. I need 5 continuous days, not just 5 days in January, but 5 days in a row. So I need to be able to see, does this room have continuous availability? And that applies if I'm showing one room or all 3 rooms. But that whole sense of the continuous run of the availability. For the people who focused on one room at a time, What was your mechanism for switching rooms efficiently so that I could check the availability of more than one room without having to go back and start the whole thing again? Or did I have to go back and start the whole thing again?
Well, there's checkboxes or like pull downs that.
Okay. Well, checkboxes I can pick more than one, but radio buttons I can pick one, or a combo box I can pick just one. So room and then a combo box, or room and radio buttons, and you pick, and it shows you the calendar for the one. If you pick a new one, it refreshes the calendar. Is that how you resolved it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What about steps? Did you do this all in one big page, or did you have like a three-step process?
Yeah.
Or two steps, or five steps, or however many it was. So multiple steps, just show of hands. How many people did multi-step? Did anyone do one big page or one continuous form page? Okay. How many people use dynamic elements? So it's like I might make a choice and then it would show me the additional form fields or like the calendar updating.
Disabling rooms. Rooms that weren't available for the dates.
Okay, so not that one, sorry. Okay. Did anyone start to think about, and we're going to talk about this next week, so this is just a little, or 2 weeks from now, a little bit of foreshadowing, but did you start to think about error handling and the edge cases that could happen? Like, what happens if I put in a date range and there's not a continuous run of a room available? How do we message that? What do we say to the person? And how do we maybe suggest an alternate date range? Or do we say, sorry, why don't you try this other B&B and send them to another site? So we need to start thinking about how we message those types of situations as well, where people don't get what they want or where there is an error, and how that's displayed in a meaningful way. But we're going to talk about that next time. But I thought I heard it come up in a few discussions. Like, well, what if I pick that date and it's not available? Right, so what do we display? What do we show? So it'll be an important consideration moving forward. Any other questions on the general forms and the dynamic nature? No? Okay, right on time. So remember, no class next week. I'm in LA next Monday. So I'll see you all in 2 weeks, which is October 10th. And that will be wireframes for at least one form page and then some interactivity, some dynamic content, but simple stuff. It doesn't have to be really complex. Could be inline media, could be a gallery, you know, a lightbox viewer, collapsible panels, hideshow content, fairly basic stuff. But how do you represent that in a wireframe?
So it could be